Right. Old school sucks. Old all right. school.
All right,
sucks.
She's now muted.
Tasty.
All right, here we go.
And now, I'd like to show my love by making for you a Quebec pizza.
What's that?
Pop tart with the ketchup. She's good.
Daniel Parmack, San Antonio, Texas.
Hey, Doc, we better back up. We don't have enough road to get up to 88.
Roads? Where we're going, we don't need roads.
Ba-la-la-la.
It's showtime.
This is TTN at the Movies, episode number one for August 13th, 2017. TTN at the Movies is brought to you by the brand new TrendingTopicsNetwork.com. Check out some great shows like Hanging with Heavy, STFU, and The Tuts Experience. Don't listen to CFL Easy Picks, it sucks. Welcome back to TTN at the Movies.
That's right, cocksucker.
Listen, fucker. You shit on me on my fucking plug on your show, so suck my dick. I'm not plugging the show that I'm on. Fuck you. I might consider being on the show. Anyways, TTN at the Movies, brand new, bringing it back.
I'm sure you don't want me to interrupt you again then, right?
I didn't introduce you yet. Hold on. Stop breaking the fourth wall, man. Brand new.
Are we going to break the fourth wall?
We've already broken the fourth wall. TrendingTopicsNetwork.com proudly presents TTN at the Movies. I am rehashing OSATM, but we're going to convert it. And this episode is going to pretty much explain what I want to do. And we're going to talk about some movies that we're interested in and maybe some stuff we should be seeing what's coming up. But this is going to be like a general discussion. On the call with me this week, we have a pretty heavy call. Speaking of heavy amounts of people, our Iron Man, even back from the old show of like episode 18, he's back on again this week, Mr. Heavyset.
There's a need for a rescue mission. When the world is threatened, when the world needs help, it calls on America. So I know who's asked to kick.
Please save me, Canada. Please save me.
Yeah, seriously, man. Well, you got to come over with all the Haitian refugees right now. Now's the best time to switch if you got to. Also on the call this week, we've got Mr. Carpe Diem.
Dude, where's my car? Where's your car, dude?
Did they ever find that car, Carp, or what happened?
I believe this has been mentioned. It ended up being a total loss. And they never called me about. They called me saying, hey, you might have to show up in court. And I'm like, well, I never saw the guy. And they're like, yeah, well, you might have to show up in court anyways. And then that was the last I ever heard about it. So, but it was a total loss. I got a pretty nice check, which went into paying off fully another car.
Which sucks.
Where's your
problem? Hey, I didn't introduce you yet. Speaking of people who weren't introduced, we've got from STFU podcaster Charlie.
Retard alert! Retard alert, class!
Now, what you're failing to mention is the person who talks way too much during movies.
I was offended by that little segment there. I'm not a retard.
It's not a segment. It's a clip.
A clip. That's what
clearly,
it is. I am a retard.
Because you do not know the difference. No, but
I didn't know Charlie was black.
Sometimes.
When she wants to be. You are, but admit it, you are a Sally soundtrack during movies.
I love speaking during movies.
No.
I like feeling connected to the people next to me and just having that connection.
And like disturbing everybody next to you when they're trying to watch the fucking movie.
You know,
hey guys.
When I go on dates, guys are very happy.
Because they all want to fuck you. That's why they don't care what you do.
Well, you know, details.
Hey guys, if a woman is watching a movie alone, who does she talk to?
Myself. I talk to myself
all
the time. No,
hold on. This is
going
to be good. I'm waiting for it. Go ahead. Who does she talk to?
There is no answer.
There's no answer. I talk to myself all the time at home. Guys.
You know, it's kind of if a tree falls in the wood, does anybody really hear it?
Yeah.
So if a woman watches a movie, who does she ever talk to?
Okay. Herself. You know, who's single right now? Who's single?
Oh, dude.
I don't.
Aren't you single, though?
We're
You're
all single,
single too,
though.
You fucking asshole.
You're single too, you douche.
She's single, but she's dating like 20 guys. So
that's right. Exactly.
Out.
Thank you.
Maybe she's a
merch for.
Minus the merch. All right,
we've have other people to introduce, guys.
We've also got Kebo Trek.
Stalker.
What? Hold on. I didn't mean to press that one.
That's funny because it used to be true.
Hold on. No, we've. Hold on.
I'm here to carry the show.
Kebo Trek. Hold on. There we go.
You're likely to carry the show.
There you go. That's Kebo Trek. So, Kebo Trek, we haven't talked to you since the last OSATM was about 6 months ago or 8 months ago. You got some big news. Got some big news.
16 months ago?
Something like that.
He finally came out.
Aw.
He has a baby.
Wait a minute.
Him and Will just him and Will just constantly sword fight.
I gotta admit, like breaking the fourth wall, that's the cutest Asian kid I've ever seen.
So keep her away from old school.
Oh, shut the fuck up.
that's the cute Asian baby he's seen since he went to Bangkok.
Wow.
Not that I'm biased, but she's pretty cute.
Yeah, she's adorable. Let's start off with how I think the show's going to go. And I want to get your input on this. But ideally, what I'd like to see is a collaboration. And that's what we're talking TTN at the movies and not OSATM. I want to see solo shows from all the people on this network. The Brits, Heavy Set, he was doing all his big Ghostbuster reviews. We could do group shows, but I'd also like to see every member of this community, like if they went to see a movie, if they want to talk about older movies, like just to be able to collaborate and not have the burden of having to release every week just on me. And anybody on this network, seriously, shout out to me. I'll give you the intro clip and that's all I want you to do is just the intro, welcome to TTN at the Movies, and just fucking do your thing. This is going to be a truly collaborative podcast. Heavy Set, I want to get your thoughts on this because I know you're doing all the Ghostbuster stuff. Like even Karp is doing all the Fantasia stuff, and I'd love to be able to just to get in a solo episode of him or him and say a Watsuki or something to be able to talk about Fantasia because we all have our own little expertise. You know, Kebo Trek is more of the sci-fi guy. Karp's more of the like Zombievers kind of guy, you know what
everything.
I mean?
So what you're basically saying is hashtag everybody else do the work?
No, stop it. I'm going to collaborate. I'm going to be part of this thing, but maybe not every week. It's all I'm saying. And I want to get, because we couldn't get Brits on due to time issues. You know what I mean? We couldn't get people from Australia, New Zealand on because it's fucking 9 a.m. when it's 6 p.m. here. It just doesn't work. So doing our own episodes and contributing into one giant amalgamation of a podcast, is that a word? I don't know. But
probably not.
You know what I mean? Like, I just want to get everybody's fucking 2 cents on all the different movies and stuff. What do you guys think? And by that feedback, I'm sure you guys are just super excited.
Somebody else to start.
I actually think it's a great idea because I know at the end it became like almost a chore to do the podcast, especially for you with having to edit everything.
Yeah, edit you. Anyways, I'm just saying.
Hey. Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, editing you is a reason you don't show up to my other show.
Why you gotta be so mean to Kemp?
Because he makes it just so damn easy.
Who's editing this podcast, though, every week?
Well, hold on. If people are doing solo, they're going to edit their own.
Hashtag everybody else do the work.
Well, listen.
Hashtag this podcast is never coming out.
No, it's a collaborative effort.
Hashtag I gave it 2.5 months.
Hey, man. This just...
Okay, they're all beer inside. Calm down.
Hold on. This just in, Rasslecast will be coming back to the network. But,
I fucking knew he was going to bring that up.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Introvert. Well, let's talk about movies that we've seen recently. Stuff on my list that I want to see. Baby Driver is on my list I want to see.
Amazing.
The baby dies.
Oh, does the dog die or what?
I mean, I go in expecting to see a baby driving, and it's like an old teenager driving. It's such a false premise for a name.
It's bullshit, man. It's fucking rigged.
I can't believe this shit.
Spoiler alert, he
died. Not actually a baby driving.
All right, so let's get your review on Baby Driver. No spoilers because I want to actually watch this movie.
It's been a while.
That's what I was about to say. I've seen it.
It was really good. It's probably in my top five right now for the year. The action, the acting, the cast, all really good. I'd have to see it again to remember it thoroughly. Even the soundtrack was really good. The main character used an iPod Classic, so I'm hoping Apple's like, hey, maybe we should bring it back because you know, the Walkman came back due to Guardians. Maybe bring the iPod Classic.
You think they're going to bring back the Zune because of Guardians or what?
No. No. That was a joke. I hope. I really hope so.
Baby Driver, Apple isn't bringing back the Classic, but they have canceled the Nano and the Shuffle. Yeah. So there's that.
Okay, yeah. I'm very butthurt about the Shuffle cancellation, by the way. It is the only Apple product I've ever bought and swear by.
Button?
Button.
You ever button?
Button?
No,
I bought.
I have bought.
You bought it.
It's the only product I have bought.
I swear by the Classic. I rebought a
Carp
Classic.
Carp does as well. He has it in his car.
I rebought one last year, and now with my new car, it's continuously plugged into my USB port in my car. I just listen to it on Shuffle.
But yeah, Baby Driver, 8.5 out of 10. Easily. It's even close to a 9.
Has anybody seen Dunkirk? That's also on my list I want to see.
Okay. Can I put my review on it? I said I seen it too.
Oh yeah, go for it.
Bitch.
Yeah. I echo a lot of stuff that Carp said. The thing that I liked about it is I feel like a lot of movies have a certain template that they run on, and there's certain things that you expect to happen in movies, but you expect them at certain times. I will say that there's certain things that happen in this movie that I thought would happen more towards the end, and they happen like in the middle. It's like, oh fuck, okay, okay, this is really good. Only way I can classify it is just like it's a little bit different, but not in a strange way. So right around the same, I think, rating. Give it about a good 8.
How about Dunkirk? Have you guys seen that?
Nope. Fell in during Fantasia. Fantasia takes priority.
Okay. So speaking of Fantasia, Carp, let's get your brief overview of movies you've seen and stuff we should check out.
I only went to 4 movies. Phil went to 10. And then my friend Dennis, who came to 2 of those Fantasia movies with me, went to 40 Fantasia movies. Started off the Fantasia weekend with Another Wolf Cop. It is the sequel to Wolf Cop. I mean, if you liked Wolf Cop, you're going to like Another Wolf Cop. It's, you know, a werewolf cop. His name is Loup Garou. For those who speak French, it actually means werewolf in French. He's taking on these changeling alien things. Super fun, super entertaining, super campy. Kevin Smith has a part in it because he's filming Moose Jaws up where they filmed Another Wolf Cop.
It's funny.
And he actually dropped by and filmed a part, according to the director, which is always nice to Fantasia because the directors and actors will stick around, will actually show up and do Q&As. The first Wolf Cop had Moonlight, not Moonlight Desires. Fuck, it had a Gowan song about, like, animal. And then this one, another Gowan song. And Gowan is actually in the movie, which is pretty entertaining. He said, if you liked Wolf Cop, you'll love Another Wolf Cop. It's super Canadian on top of that, so go and check it out.
How is it Canadian?
It's because it's filmed in Saskatchewan.
That's it?
There's a Canadian national anthem. There's a Canadian brewery. It's super Canadian. Trust me. You just, when you see all the stuff.
Do they say A lot or sorry?
Yeah. Well, there's A lot. The second movie I went to see was called 68 Kill. You're basically following this main character. He's in love with this super hot chick. He cleans up like shit as a job. And she is a prostitute.
That sounds like a match made in heaven, Carp.
And she says, I'm going to rob the guy who's banging. Kills him in front of the boyfriend. The boyfriend freaks out. And just all this bad shit starts happening to the boyfriend. And it's all over a sweet piece of ass. And it's all about $68,000. That's why it's called 68 Kill.
Fuck.
It's like, you know, this punk rock, grimy, high thefts, kidnap. It's just, it's a crazy amalgamation of a bunch of stuff. And you're looking at this guy and you're like, man, this stupid shit guys do for pussy. And this is the exact thing that a guy who looked like this dating a girl who looked like her would probably end up having to do. Super wild, over the top. I really enjoyed it. What I enjoyed more than that was the movie Mayhem, which I saw on the Sunday. It stars the guy who played Glenn on Walking Dead, Steven Yeun. Basically, he's a lawyer in a high corporate office, and he's the first person ever to get somebody off a murder case because they had this virus called the Red Eye virus. And what the virus basically does is it lowers your inhibitions to 0. So you don't give a fuck if you kill anybody. You just have sex with whoever is around, run around the office naked and all that shit. So he ends up getting fired, catches the virus. The entire building gets locked down because of the virus. And it's like the raid, but trying to murder your boss because he tried to frame you for a bad case. Super violent, really good. I met the director, Joe Lynch, while waiting in line. He was coming along, shaking everybody's hands. He actually marked out for my Batman GCPD shirt, which is great because I've never had anybody mark out for a t-shirt, especially a Hollywood director. And it's super entertaining. Me and Watsuki thoroughly enjoyed this movie. When it gets wide release, check it out. It's like Purge meets Raid meets just absolute madness.
Does that happen often where the directors will be at the screenings like that?
90% of the movies, the directors, actors. I mean, for another Wolf Cop, the director, actor, director, producer, and four of the actors were there.
I think that's really cool because you actually get to see, or they get to see the intimate reactions of a test audience. Do movies debut at Fantasia a lot? Or because I know that's more like a Sundance thing, right?
Canadian premieres, world premieres. We got the world premiere. Last year, they got the world outside Hollywood. They got the world premiere of Guardians of the Galaxy. This year, they got the worldwide premiere of Atomic Blonde and Valerian, City of a Thousand, or Planet of a Thousand Cities or something like that. They get huge names now. A bunch of years ago when I went, I met UA Bull. I shook his hand and laughed a bit because he's one of the worst directors on the planet.
Tommy Wiseau there.
No, UA Bull. He's the one who does all the video game movies that are super terrible.
Okay.
A couple of years ago when I went to see Tucker and Dale vs. Evil, I got to meet Tyler Labine and Alan Tudyk. Like, people show up, man. This is a big festival. Joe Lynch was saying how when he was doing his first movie, he read about Fantasia in the Fangoria magazines and said, it's my mission to get my movies there and to be there. And it was his first appearance and he loved it. He was talking to the crowd beforehand. He's like, oh man, yeah, this guy. Oh, do you guys love tits? Do you guys love this? Do you guys love violence? Yeah, you guys are going to shit yourself. Especially that guy right there, and points to a random audience member. And he's like, he's going to shit his pants. That's how awesome my movie is. You know, they're super fun to have around. It's always a great crowd. You know, people mark out for stuff. When the lights go out, the crowd meows or shushes the cats. Another Wolf Cop, we were all howling. You know, it's a great festival to go to. And I highly suggest if you ever have a chance and you enjoy genre balls-to-the-wall movies, come and check it out.
So how many years has this thing been going? Because I've heard of it for at least about 10 years now.
25 years?
Okay.
I think it was the anniversary of this year. My only issue with it is that they do it at the University of Concordia's film area. And to me, it doesn't hold enough people. The issue is they used to do it at the Imperial Cinema. They had to renovate 1 year, went to Concordia, and they've been going there ever since. So
I heard that venue isn't that great, though. It's like tight seating and stuff, yeah.
Personally, we need to bring back a place like the Palace. You know, a 6-screen cinema that holds, like, you know, 70. What's the average cinema going experience? 100 people?
No, you can go higher, man. 300-400.
So it's missing that because these shows sell out quickly.
Well, see, that's what I don't get. Like, why don't they partner with a Scotiabank or a Cineplex, or you know what I mean? Like, especially if it's going to be that big, why go with Concordia and go with like an off-market theater?
I don't understand it. That's why I've said time and time again to you guys in real life, we need an Alamo Drafthouse in Montreal.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Especially with the no talking rule.
Well, the only thing is that because Cineplex,
heard that.
Cineplex dominates the industry here. I think there's another company called Guzzo, but that's it locally. Canada-wide, Cineplex bought Famous Players a couple years ago. So they own the entire market. I mean,
pretty much.
So for you to do an Alamo Drafthouse, for example, you're going to have such a limited selection of movies that they'll give you because Cineplex gets everything else. All you're getting is these indie films and stuff. And I don't know if that's going to be able to draw.
Well, no, because I know Alamo Drafthouse in the States does get the big releases as well. So right. I don't know what it would be like in Canada.
Well, let me give you an example. Let me give you an example. Before Cineplex bought the AMC theater, AMC only had one Montreal location, right? It was the Forum, the old Forum. It had 25 screens, but when was the last time there was ever a decent movie there? It's because they had no fucking purchase rights because Cineplex had everything else. So that's the only issue with
It depends who you are. I thought that AMC had a lot of great movies. It had all the independent movies.
Yeah, and everything
that wasn't popular, like big world name. I love those movies. It's like
the dollar store of fucking
movies. I hate movies that are like in every theater. I preferred going there, 100%.
You are a distinct minority, sir.
I'm sure that, sir, there's a lot of people like me.
No, I don't think you can fill out a giant fucking movie complex. That's the problem. You could maybe do a 2-3 screener and have like a dollar cinema type style where you don't pay rent or something and you charge $5 to get in. People are smoking weed in the second row.
Okay, so here's my thing with the Alamo Draft Test is they're a genre building. Mm-hmm. They'll have a restaurant about movies. They have a horror-based restaurant. They have like a barcade, kind of like what Heavyset mentioned, 16-bit before.
So it's an experience.
Yeah, it's an experience you go for. They did at the Alamo Draft House in Omaha, because I listened to another movie podcast about horror movies. They did all the Nightmare on Elm Streets back to back to back to back to back.
It's cool.
So you're going to have these theme type nights with like throwback stuff or independent movies. Yeah, I'm for sure. I would say location would be important, though, because you can't have a large amount of rent is all I'm saying. So you're going to have like an off the city, like a Laval or something, like for the non-local people, just something outside of the main skirts of the city. You can't be the heart of downtown kind of thing. But
like I said, it'd be nice to have something, you know, something that genre films can debut. You can give film students a chance instead of them just having to stick to the college.
But is the local movie market big enough to do it?
Montreal, it has become very much so. I mean, there is people line up for an hour and a half before a movie at Fantasia just to get seats, just to get the better seats.
I still don't understand that concept. I know why they do it, just because they don't have the capacity to. But because I've been had in the opportunity to go to a VIP or an IMAX experience with reserved seating, I will never again wait in line to go see a movie. I just do not see the point.
That's the big ones. That's not Fantasia. Fantasia is an entire different beast, and it's a great beast to see.
I agree.
And to close out the cinema, I went to see this movie called The Night Watchman. It's kind of an amalgamation of Killer Clowns from Outer Space and Dawn of the Dead. It
sounds amazing.
Vampire clowns in a printing factory. It's madness. One of the Night Watchmen, this group of Night Watchmen you're following, kills one of the vampires. It's like, aren't vampires supposed to be all twinkly and gay and shit, taking shots at Twilight? Something happens to one of the vampires, and the chick's like, no, I've seen every episode of True Blood, and that's not supposed to happen. Nope. You know, they take all the vampire lore and the creepiness of clowns and throw it into a movie.
So it sounds like a Kevin Smith kind of movie where they're shitting on other movies, which I think is great.
The director of Night Watchmen, he directs a bunch of other horror movies with a fellow director, and they're called the Blood Brothers, or the Butcher Brothers, my mistake.
Okay.
So, and these are like, his movies are nuts. He's working on a film right now called A Beginner's Guide to Snuff. And this is something that's probably going to be at Fantasia next year.
All right. Thank you very much for the recap, Carp. Movies are coming out that I want to see. Dunkirk was one of them. Baby Driver, of course. It looks like, though, for the most part, like the summer stuff is done. I remember back in the day we talked about the Emoji movie and how ridiculous it was going to be. From what I saw, it actually made decent coin. It was like in the $60 million.
Did it even come out? I didn't even know that.
Yeah, it came out in July.
Wow. Did you hear what happened in the States during the Emoji movie?
No.
The guy whipped it out and started whacking off.
Get out of here.
That's hot.
Mm-hmm.
That's hot. Really?
He looks a little like you, actually.
he looked like me?
Looks a little like old school.
Oh.
That's nice.
You walked it off fly, though.
All I can say is I can either confirm or deny where I was on that weekend. But What's Detroit? What's that?
It's a movie about Detroit.
Okay, yeah. Great insight there.
It's a dramatic thriller about, whites attacking blacks in the summer of 67.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, in September, there's It. There's 9/11.
August, you have Brigsby Bear, which is Kyle Mooney from SNL. That movie looks amazing.
Hold on, what?
There's The Hit. Yeah.
He's coming out with a movie?
Yes. There's The Hitman's Bodyguard, which is Ryan Reynolds is a bodyguard. Sam Jackson is a hitman, and Ryan Reynolds has to protect him. That movie looks fucking amazing.
Okay, yeah.
Lucky Logan, Channing Tatum, Adam Driver, a huge cast. it looks great. I mean, it's currently, like a family curse that they're trying to reverse in a sense. And I mean, this is like super redneck movie. It's got race car driving and all that stuff. It's super over the top looking. And then September, you have the next Kingsman. If you don't like Kingsman,
yeah, there's something
wrong with you.
No. I was going to get to that. Kingsman, I'm very much looking forward. Are all the original cast members coming back?
I can't tell you that. You got to see the trailer. All right. Watch
a few of them died, didn't they?
Oh, sure. You got to watch the movie. You're going to have to watch the movies. I mean, end of September, that movie Tom Cruise did, American Made, that looks really good. It's about a pilot during the
Top Gun 2?
60s.
Or the prequel to Top Gun?
No. It's
actually this movie about Hulk Hogan in WCW.
He's American Made!
Okay, but what it actually is he's a pilot for the CIA, and he's like running drugs and guns and stuff to Cuba. And, you know, it's about his life and how fucked up it gets because of the CIA. The new Flatliners actually doesn't look terrible, so I'm going to give that a chance. October, for me, picture a horror movie version of Groundhog Day called Happy Death Day. That looks great. New Saw movie.
What?
It's a prequel, right?
A new Chucky movie.
Let's go back to Saw.
Yeah, hold on. I got to rant about this. I haven't got a chance to do that yet. I love the Saw series, and I believe it ended perfectly. It's something that they built up from the beginning of the series. People always complain like, oh, they just throw that shit together. No, they had a plan from day one, and the ending of that movie showed it. My understanding that this was supposed to be a prequel, in the trailer for it, they make it sound like it's present day, and they're like, oh, Jigsaw's been dead for this many years. I'm like, God, what the fuck? This was a prequel, I'd be happy. But I'm very skeptical going into this, and I am a huge fan.
So it's not a prequel?
No.
Oh.
According to the trailer, it does make it sound like it's present day, Jigsaw's been dead, and all of a sudden tapes are showing back up.
Oh.
So
Saw 1 is like my favorite movie of all time.
Because of the markup moment at the end?
It's just amazing. Yeah. Just
and then
I think C-Money would say the same thing. We love that movie.
I've seen one way later. I think 2 is better than 1 because I already knew the ending of 1.
It's almost like Sixth Sense. If you know the ending, it's like what.
But I feel like they knew 1. I can't say they knew 1 was going to be successful, but it turned out like 1 was very successful, and they couldn't copy it. And 2 is the one that set the precedent of what would be in the next however many movies at that point.
Hmm. I remember Kevbo ruined one of the movies, so I'm trying to remember what he ruined for me. You're in the back of Dre's car, I think. Remember?
Oh, the one with Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, yeah. The one with Bruce Willis there.
Looper,
yeah. You dropped the ending like right as I'm going to fucking watch the movie.
Did I ruin it or make it
Yeah, you
better?
Totally ruined. No. And some people might argue with me, but if you know the fucking end of the movie, what's the point?
Dude, nothing was funnier than what will be 2 years ago this December at an AIW show when wrestler by the name of Gregory Iron wears a shirt that says on it, Han Solo dies.
That's amazing.
The day that the movie was released.
Amazing.
The fucking day.
Trolling everybody.
Oh, it was great.
That guy, he's a bad guy in wrestling. That guy is fucking great. All right, Kebo, what are you looking forward to?
Hold on. After Jigsaw, we got to mention the next movie, Thor Ragnarok.
Ah, fuck off. I just, maybe it's me. I'm the old man here. I'm getting sick of this Marvel bullshit, man. It's the same old regurgitated garbage. You get
one. Because your DCU is so much fucking better.
Listen, man, it's changing it up a little bit, but we know what's gonna happen right away. Loki does a fucking run in. Thor fights a guy, almost dies, wins. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, big fucking change. Maybe fucking the Hulk comes in for 2 seconds, takes a shit. You know
but
what I mean?
Like, at least Thor doesn't become best friends with somebody. So go fuck yourself.
It's more of the cinematic universe and the whole picture they're painting. Yes, each movie introduces new characters, but they also introduce other things within the movie. And in this one with Thor Ragnarok, the big thing is the Soul Stone. Where is the final Infinity Stone? Because we have Infinity War next year. The trailer was leaked, and there's actually a copy online that you could probably play on this show. Fucking pumped for it. I just grabbed my Infinity Gauntlet. I can't wait.
Guys, more important than that, Justice League's coming out on the 17th of November.
Because coming out actually on Star Wars Day. Fun fact.
It is?
Yeah, May 4th. Oh. Suck on that, Star Wars.
Wait, what's coming out on May 4th?
Avengers. Infinity War.
Yeah, it's not coming out same day. No way. Somebody's going to cave.
It'll be... No.
Yeah, it is. Avengers Infinity War, no, May 4th, 2018.
Yeah, that's... Because it's May the 4th.
But it's not the same... How come Star Wars doesn't come out on fucking May 4th? It's a pure...
they release when nobody else competes with them in Christmas time.
Exactly. That's one thing they need to stick with. I think I said, well, when the first Force Awakens came out. Because no one's going to the movie theaters. I mean, yeah, you get your family movies, but all your other big movies, and even the people that we'd be competing with you, like Marvel, oh, that's Disney. And Disney's going, you know what, we're going to spread them up. So that's why they can release it on Star Wars Day. And the reason why Marvel releases one Marvel movie a year at the beginning of May is because the first weekend of the year, or first Saturday of, not the year, first Saturday of May. is a comic book day. Free comic book day, and they want a title to link into that. So throw a Marvel movie there, and it just so happens May the 4th is also that day.
Okay, guys, Super Troopers 2. I don't think there's a definitive date yet, but apparently the movie is made. It's ready to go.
I'll believe it when I see the trailer. I've seen, like, they have released kind of like a teaser trailer. Not even on. It's technically
a they had a Kickstarter. I know that.
Yeah.
But apparently it's ready to go from what I'm seeing. So hopefully that happens.
The talks Super Troopers 2 has been gone on forever.
This is the movie I'm actually looking the most forward to, oddly enough, in 2017. It's called The Disaster Artist. This is starring...
old school.
Oh, hi, Heavy. This is starring... Seth Rogen plays a director. We've got... why am I blanking here?
Both Francos are in the movie?
The Francos, that's it. James and his brother are both... James is playing Tommy Wiseau, and his brother's playing Greg Sestero. For those who don't know, it's based on a movie in 2003 called The Room, and it's not The Room that you're thinking. It's not the popular one, The Room. It's this independent... And I've talked about it a bunch on the old OSATM, but it's a cult movie. This self-made fucking guy looks like a vampire, makes his own movie... This hires these random people. The guy is like, it's the Citizen Kane of bad movies. I'm trying to explain this quickly, but it's so bad, it's good. That's all I can explain. If you're aware of it, then you know what I'm talking about. If not, read a book called The Disaster Artist. It's a guy's journey talking about meeting up with this fucking weirdo in acting class. And he's just, he says he's from New Orleans, but he sounds like he's got a Polish French accent. He's like 80 years old, looks like a vampire. Self-made millionaire, makes his own movie from scratch. He's the most bizarre fucking guy in the world. And they're making a movie about the making of a movie. No, they're making a movie about the book that talks about making a movie. So, yeah. But I'm...
Please play the trailer.
Oh, yes, I will play the trailer. Hold on.
Ready? Camera has screen. And action!
What line?
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Okay.
Action.
What is line?
Take 13. Action.
I did not hit her. Okay. Line.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
Take 67. Action.
I hit her.
No. Do you want to change the line?
You're doing great, man. We'll get there.
Action. 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 Action.
You have to say out loud. I can't hear in here. Say action so I can hear her.
Okay. Action.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark. Yes!
really quick, if you want to get back to the Zazzars, the scene by scene comparison that's in Skype.
All right, so Heavyset actually passed me a scene by scene comparison, so we're going to splice it in now. This is a Tommy Wiseau's scene in the room versus that trailer we just played. Here we go.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
I did not hit her. It's not true. It's bullshit. I did not hit her. I did not. Oh, hi, Mark.
It's why I really want to watch this movie, is he got so into this role. He did method acting. So what's his name? The guy who played Link in there.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
Daniel Day-Lewis, thank you. You're my like Wikipedia. So Daniel Day-Lewis will, while he's filming a movie, he will act, like walk around offset in character the whole time.
There's a lot of people that do that.
Because you're nothing but a bastard in a basket.
I think Meryl Streep does it. There's a couple people that method act. Anyway, so Franco, in order to get the accent down, he was just playing tapes of Tommy over and over and over. Greg Sestero, the guy who actually wrote the book, who starred in the movie with him, gave him all these pointers and like how to talk like him. And he would walk around as Tommy Wiseau the whole time. He actually directed this movie, directing himself, directing Tommy as Tommy Wiseau. So apparently, like Rogan said, it was the weirdest fucking thing because Franco was like directing him as Tommy Wiseau about the movie about Tommy Wiseau. It was apparently, and like Rogan's grandparents came and they didn't even recognize Franco because he was in costume and talking like Tommy Wiseau. He's like, well, where's Franco? And then he was right there.
All
right. So he was directing a movie about a book about the guy that's a behind the scenes about the movie about the guy. Anyways, it gets so fucking like detailed, you know what I mean? But I absolutely want to see this. It's probably the top.
When is it coming out?
December. I'm going to VIP cinema. I'm reserving seats. If it's on at the VIP cinema.
Do you honestly fucking think this is going
to
be at VIP
cinema? I pray to God it is.
You are mentally retarded.
I pray to God that this is... If not, I'm going first day. I'm obsessed with this, the idea of this movie. I've been wanting it to come out for 2 years, so I am... I'm first day.
Calling it now. Limited release. We're not getting into Montreal.
You want to bet?
Da-na-na-na.
$5?
I bet you 10 it comes out of Montreal.
$5.
How about double five?
$5.
How about 10? Okay, how about this?
$5.
$5?
How about Timbit?
Timbit's like $2.
Yeah, $5 and 20 Timbits.
Deals off. I said $5.
What the fuck, dude?
Don't you guys owe me some Tim Hortons, too?
So you can get an idea of what the fuck this movie... It's just a fucking... It's talking about the nightmare about making a film with this guy. He screws up all the scene.
Can I help you?
Yeah, can I have a dozen red roses, please?
Oh, hi, Johnny. I didn't know it was you. Here you go.
Hi, doggy.
That's me. How much is it?
It'll be $18.
Here you go. Keep the change. Hi, doggy.
You're my favorite customer.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, just to give you an idea, that's in the actual movie. That was the scene in the actual movie. This guy's the worst fucking actor ever. But it's so bad, it's good. And it's you don't even have to know about the movie to watch this movie because it talks about who the guy is, why the movie got made. And so it'll actually get you interested to go see the movie or watch the movie after you see this movie, which is a movie about the book. The making of the movie about a book is the main movie. Anyways,
okay.
The Disaster Artist.
I have to argue about worst actor ever. I've seen D-Ran act.
That's true.
And Kevbo, maybe about the same as Tommy
Wiseau. Yeah, Kevbo, you're about Tommy Wiseau level. I'm not going to lie. Kev, you got to do your... you got to do your... Okay, reenact. Here we go. The scene from Sliders 2. I'll play D-Ran, and you play... What's the character in the movie?
I don't even remember.
Hold on. I might actually have it. Hold on. I think it's in... Do you guys have it on YouTube?
Pretty sure it's on YouTube.
Hold on. This is the acting debut of Kevbo Trek here. You're walking around with a tripod like it's a machine gun. So right now, yeah, he's walking around. He's got a tripod pointed in the back of D-Ren's like it's a fucking machine gun. Why didn't you go around the whole pool? Like, why didn't you just go on the other side?
I have no idea.
Because they lack direction.
And now they walk up the stairs. It's like a single shot, too. And then he looks at the camera. Okay, here we go. Here's the heart of the acting ability here.
That's far enough. You don't have to do this. Hands behind your head. Lights out.
You hit him in the back, too.
Where am I? You're in no position to be asking any questions.
The thing fell.
Don't bother, there's no escape.
He just escaped, though.
Where's the timer?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Don't insult my intelligence. Last chance. Where's the timer?
Did you check under the couch?
Mr. Styles, this is gonna hurt you a lot more than it's gonna hurt me.
Your cliches are killing me.
You see that device on the ceiling? It's a neural enhanced conductor which is used for treating neuron damage in patients. In the wrong hands, my hands, it can cause extreme pain, brain damage, and even death.
You're mad!
Maybe so, but that's the least of your worries. Where's the timer, Styles?
I don't know!
You're not talking, you're gonna die!
The cuts are horrendous.
I think we can get it as a short in Fantasia.
Yeah, probably. But watch how he's walking, and then the next cut, he's like bolting. Watch this. Like, he's leisurely walking out with his coat. With like a light jog, and watch this. It cuts, he's bolting. Watch this. The transition. Hold on. When he's out, watch. Jogging, running. Oh, the cinematic greatness of Kenbo Trek and D-Ren. Fantastic.
I carried that movie.
And scene.
What happened there? That was weird.
What happened is they had incest sex and they decided to make a movie about it.
Kebo, why don't you set the scene for us there?
Or we can talk about it on the next TTN at the movies.
Yeah.
I don't really remember much.
Why did that video happen?
Because they were at a Holiday Inn, too.
D-Ren gave Kebo Hypnol. And somehow convinced him he could be an actor.
Okay.
Okay, amazing.
Well, great, good. Great job. Great job.
So, like, all this shit's coming out next year. I think we're done, right? Well, Black Panther, February, but...
Well, because it's fucking August.
Yeah. But it's still summer, man.
There's an awesome-looking thriller coming out around November called The Snowman.
Oh, I saw that, yeah. I saw that trailer. That looks fucked up.
Amazing.
Hey, Kebo, anything on your radar right now? You've been pretty quiet. Talking about your fucking scene in Sliders 2 there, but anything else you're looking forward to?
Not really in 2017. I guess there's a couple in 2018. Well, I know I'm probably the only one, but I'm looking forward to the new Pacific Rim.
Yeah, just you.
Yeah, I'm figuring just me. And there's, I don't know if you guys saw the trailer, there's a new sci-fi movie that I believe Spielberg directed, or he had some part in it called Ready Player One.
Yes, that looks interesting. Really? Okay, why are you a naysayer on this?
Spielberg has... he hasn't done a good job in a while. But I've read the concept of Ready Player One, and it sounds fucking terrible.
Just for the...
I read the concept of Ender's Game, and then I went to watch it, and guess what? It was fucking terrible.
Uh-oh, shots fired, Kev.
Well, not that he's the best source, but Darren read the book and loved it, so D-Ren. So I'm looking forward to it. It's sci-fi, so it's right up my alley. So,
Heavy set, what's on your radar right now?
Top movie I'm looking forward to left this year is Thor Ragnarok. Yeah. I'm pretty pumped for the Marvel Cinematic Universe going into Infinity War. Not that hyped for Black Panther, but I feel like I really wasn't that hyped for Thor Ragnarok when Guardians of the Galaxy was right in front of us. And if we're going to talk about a movie since we haven't done a movie episode in forever, how about Guardians?
Guardians Volume Dose.
Oh yeah, Guardians is great. Tiny Groot, Charlie liked Tiny Groot.
Oh my god, he was so cute.
Didn't you want to buy Tiny Groot?
I wanted to buy him so bad.
You were getting like you were almost getting emotional with Tiny Groot.
I loved him. I almost cried. I loved him.
Did your movie theaters have a Groot popcorn head? Or bucket head? Or
oh, fuck
no.
It. If they did, Charlie would rip off. Yeah, Charlie would have bought
I actually back. Went on Amazon to try to buy a baby Groot.
Oh, really?
Couldn't find one, yeah.
The baby Groot tree?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Couldn't find one.
They had baby Groot toppers when you bought the large sodas, but they probably sold out the first day. So if you didn't go the first day, then you weren't going to catch it.
Hmm. So I love that movie. It was so good.
Yeah, it was good. You know what? The soundtrack, I don't think was as good as the first one, but still held up. And
I think it was really good.
I just love a Marvel movie with edge to it. You know what I mean? And the characters themselves, they're all dicks. You know, I love the fact. Well, and you got the little baby Groot thing.
It was so good. I laughed. I cried. It was just a good movie.
Yeah, you and baby Groot, you have an attachment with baby Groot.
There's other things too that made me cry.
No, it was just baby Groot for you.
The whole father thing was crazy.
Here's the thing that's okay. Spoiler alert. First,
yeah,
of
Kurt
all.
Russell.
Here's
as
the thing
a ghost.
That's pissing me off. So they're like, why'd Kurt Russell? Why is the bad guy named really? His name is Ego. And you're not expecting him to be the bad guy?
Yeah. Kinda yeah.
Like
no, obviously he was gonna be the bad guy.
As for the comics, he's a celestial. And they don't think what they're doing is wrong because they're supreme beings.
Right.
You know, read the comics and don't be fucking stupid and complain about shit like that.
Yeah, Guardians is to me it's the only movie in the Marvel franchise. Well, except for fucking Spider-Man Homecoming, I haven't seen.
Me neither.
Great.
You wanna go see it?
Iron Man.
Great movie.
You want to go see Spider-Man?
Yeah, let's
okay.
go.
Is it still in theaters, guys, Spider-Man?
Probably.
Okay, we'll check it out. You want to see it during the
anything
week?
Anything that has Iron Man in it, I'm in.
Yeah, no joke. I actually asked...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, I know.
It's in the fucking trailer.
Yeah. But yeah, usually when she goes to see an Iron Man movie, I usually sit a seat away. Just because...
I splooge everywhere.
It gets soiled. The fucking whole seat gets soiled to shit. And like sometimes they get backsplashed on me or whatever. So I try to have at least the one seat. And I wear a raincoat. And she keeps talking about like, oh, he's so hot. Rob Downey is so hot. I'm going to rub one out right now.
He's so hot. He's an Ally McBeal from the 90s.
I'm going to rub one out right now.
Which do you guys think is better, one or two?
Oh, that's a tough one. Both are good. I mean, for me, the first one, just because of the fresh air that was released when that movie was fucking put out, because Marvel to me is a giant fucking bore. So I hated the fucking Avengers movies. I don't like it. I love Guardians. To me, that's the only savable piece of that franchise.
You didn't like the first Avengers?
Nope, hated it.
And I have bad taste in movie. Apparently.
Listen, I don't like Marvel. Guardians is the only thing, and
yeah,
no, Spider-Man.
Because you like that shit show called DC.
I'm sorry, I like DC. I'm a Batman guy, man.
Dude, Batman vs. Superman was one of the worst movies ever made.
No, it wasn't. Okay. I'm not gonna go down that fucking diatribe. We'll save that for another show. But Wonder Woman, what'd you guys think?
It was good, and it set my expectations up way too high for Justice League, which is gonna end up fucking sucking.
See, I didn't like it that much. Everybody's like freaking out about it. As a woman, I didn't like it that much.
My only issue is he was a little too Captain Kirk in it. He was.
Go ahead, Abby.
I liked the movie the first time when it was called Captain America.
Yeah. I get it, but it's female Captain America. But on like, and I get why women were a big fan of this, because it showed female in a dominant role. Although it made every man look like a fucking idiot.
No, I don't agree.
You want to see?
I don't think so.
You want to hear something fucking hilarious? Ian Ziering made more money in Sharknado 5 than Gal Gadot did for Wonder Woman.
Wow. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Wow.
Exactly. So.
Yeah, but she's going to make big on the next one. Because it did so well.
She already signed a contract. She's stuck with whatever the fuck they're paying her.
Fuck that. She can cancel that.
I guarantee you.
She'll give her more money.
Yeah.
She signed a 6-picture deal and they're going to make her stick.
No, fuck that. If she starts pushing, oh, they're giving me slave labor, I'm a woman, blah, 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 they'll fucking jack it up, no problem. They don't want to deal with the bad press.
She's almost hitting that prime age in Hollywood where she's not going to get jobs anymore, so.
No, the Wonder Woman's her cash cow. She can fucking hold out.
But also, if you sign a contract that's so, like, with a character that's so big, like Wonder Woman or Iron Man, forget it. You're not getting anything else, in my opinion.
Look at Downey.
Exactly, but no, that's but what I mean.
Downey's, no, but Downey has done other shit.
Well, yep, in the past.
Sherlock Holmes.
In the past.
Sherlock Holmes, he did it during Iron Man.
Did he, though?
Yes.
All right, fine. I think that, in my opinion, it's like when judge? You sign as a character that's like really big, it's
what about that movie he did with Jamie Foxx where he was like this fucked up like instrument musician or whatever?
he was this fucked up instrument.
Yeah, he's a fucked up saxophone or whatever. Like
he's walking around, beep, boop, beep. Beep, boop,
what is it, radio?
Fuck? Robert Downey Jr. I'm on drugs again. Beep, boop, beep.
Nah, Downey's done all kinds of shit.
Yeah.
Let Charlie finish.
Crack, heroin.
Yeah. Go ahead, Charlie.
I didn't say anything. I'm saying that whenever you're signing with a big character and you're becoming that character, your chances of becoming something else is very slim.
Okay, I'll give you two examples of how that's wrong. Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Christian Bale.
You have to like, I don't know who these people are.
Patrick Stewart, fucking Star Trek, X-Men.
Okay.
Bunch of other movies. Christian Bale, Machinist. Fucking Batman franchise.
Okay, well, hold on. How are
that's
you comparing...
That's a pretty bad example.
It's not, no, I got a million different movies. You. Okay, you want me to list fucking all Christian Bale movies? Fuck you.
How about
go ahead, Heavy.
How about Josh Brolin with Cable and Thanos?
Yeah.
I don't even know who those people are. It's not big characters. I don't know who those people are.
Just because you've seen three movies.
Yeah, to you.
Who?
To you.
They're not big characters to you.
To me, right. I guess so, but I mean...
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, and the fucking horse movie. What?
At this point, Robert Downey Jr. is Iron Man to me.
No,
he's
not.
Anything
he's
else.
Sherlock Holmes to me.
No, he's not.
Yes, he is. He's the judge.
He's not the judge to you.
Or Josh Brolin. Yeah. Thanos, you've seen Guardians of the Galaxy, right?
Yeah.
Remember the big guy that was floating on a chair?
No.
Thanos.
I just spitted it everywhere. Thanos.
Josh Brolin played Stan Lee in his biography. Not Stan Lee. What the fuck? Who's the Expos pitcher? Stan. Spaceman Lee. Bill Spaceman Lee.
You're asking me this?
Yeah, I'm not asking you. I'm just looking at you. Sorry, Harry. Go ahead.
I was trying. And
it's because you keep cutting, Heavy. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, exactly.
She doesn't know who the one character from Guardians that I'm trying to explain.
Okay, what's the name again?
Thanos?
Okay, honestly, Heavy, you're right. This is an invalid argument right now.
No.
Because she has no idea.
No, I definitely don't know anything about cinema, so don't worry about it.
Tobey Maguire, Spider-Man, and what the fuck is Seaweed or what is Seabread? Whatever the fuck his name is. Seabiscuit.
Seaweed.
Seaweed. Fuck. Yo, Seabiscuit was a cinematic masterpiece. And we're going to end on that note.
A little off topic here.
Fuck it. We're ending the show here. All right. What's our homework for this? I'm going to watch Spider-Man with Charlie. I'm probably going to catch Dunkirk and Baby Driver all in 1 week. Maybe 2 weeks.
I'm going to go see Atomic Blonde with Watsuki this week.
I heard that was shit, dude.
I've heard it's some of the best cinematic fights ever fucking made.
Wow, okay. Charlize Theron.
This is from reviewers that have the same taste of movies as I do, and they're giving it amazing reviews.
Suck.
Heavy set, what's on your radar?
I'm probably not coming to the movie, going to do the movies until it comes out.
Oh, until it? Okay. Kebo?
Yeah, seeing movies is not very easy.
Well, what are you going to download? Seabiscuit or what?
Seabiscuit 2. I actually want to see Valerian. I just haven't had a.
Oh God, it looks so bad.
It looks great. Oh, I think it looks great.
For whatever reason, I hear that, I think of Volare, the song Volare. Valerian. Oh.
It's hard sci-fi, so it's right up my alley.
Apparently, the best part of Valerian is Rihanna, and she's in it 5 minutes.
Is it a fapping scene, that. Carp?
I don't know. Like, the bad movie I want to see that's getting shit on is The Dark Tower. It's because there's no way anybody could ever do those books justice. So.
All right. Awesome. Guys, we're running a bit long, so we're going to close the show here. Plugs, final thoughts. Kebo, go. What do you got?
It's good to be back.
Asian baby. Carp.
At All Beer Inside, at Killer Carpe Diem, at CFL East Picks.
All right. Heavy set. What do you got?
at Heavyset 330, at Wrestling Cheers, and at Hangin, H-A-N-G-I-N, with Heavy.
Hanging without the G. I actually really liked that last episode. It's, well, even the one you went a bit, like, in your past and stuff, it was cool, man. I enjoyed getting the inner thoughts of Mr. Heavyset. And Charlie, what do you got?
STFU.
Oh, yeah. You know, I heard that's a great show.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Where can we find it? I have a great co-host.
I've never heard of the show.
I heard the female carries it, though.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I'd actually heard the other female carries the show.
Thank you very... Oh, wait, what?
Find it on stfupodcast.com. Thanks.
Check it out. All right, so for Carpe Diem, Kebo Trek, Heavy Set, and Podcaster Charlie's old school saying, let's collaborate.
And listen, Ice is back with a brand
new invention, something. Grabs a hold of me tightly, da 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 da, daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. And let's roll to the extreme, rock a mic like a vandal, and a chomp like a
rock. Mic like a van.
Yeah, I can't. We're about 8 minutes fucking. Yeah, that didn't work on Skype. All right. I'm going to end on that. I'm going to end on that song.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. Ice, ice, baby. Ice, ice, baby. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon daily and nightly.
Will it ever stop?
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance, caress a speaker that booms. I'm killing your brain like a poisonous mushroom. Deadly, when I play a dope melody. Anything less than the best is a felony. Love it or leave it, you better gain weight. You better hit bulls out of kid, don't play. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Check out the hook while my DJ revolves it. I'm on a roll, it's time to go solo. Rollin', hit my 5.0. Put my rag top down so my hair can blow. The girl is on standby, waiting just to say hi.
Did you stop?
No, I just drove by, kept on pursuing to the next stop. I bust a left and I'm heading to the next block. The block was dead, yo, so I continue to A1A.
Beachfront Avenue.
Girls were hot, wearing less than bikinis. Rock men lovers, driving Lamborghinis.
Jealous,
cause I'm out getting mine. Shade with the gauge and vanilla with the nine.
They stole his car. They killed his dog. Now, he's gonna kill 76 people who work for the dad of the kid who did it. John Wick. Strap in for the sleeper hit of 2014 that your friends would not shut up about. Combining the no-nonsense revenge movies of the past with the slick production techniques of today. In an action flick that doesn't rely on quick cuts or shaky cam? I didn't even know you were allowed to do that. How's Liam Neeson gonna hop a fence in the next Taken? Man, that must have taken them a while. I mean, seriously, that was like 14 different camera angles. Meet John Wick, the man whose mere name makes criminals reconsider their life choices.
He stole John Wick's car.
Oh, John Wick. Oh.
Witness Keanu's eighth and arguably best character, named John. He's a retired hitman, tragically in love with a video clip. But after the world's most depressing crime...
Days after his wife died, you steal his car and kill his f***ing dog.
He'll turn the entire world into a game of Call of Duty on the easiest difficulty. To quote the man himself... Enter a mysterious shadow society of assassins, where everyone is way too casual about dead bodies.
Hey, John.
You, working again?
Complete with its own mysterious currency, cleanup crew, hotel, bar, healthcare, car service, and assassin jazz band, I guess?
But I'll empty your pockets.
So, is there like an assassin Yelp, assassin daycare, assassin deli? I really hope they clear all that up in John Wick 2. watch as John hunts down Theon Greyjoy, who's gone from literally dickless to metaphorically dickless.
Want another bottle? Go get me a bottle!
In breathtaking action sequences, where John kills countless actual red shirts, culminating in a finale where he casually shoots the person he's been hunting, then wrestles an old and out-of-shape Russian dad in the rain. Huh. Kind of feels like they blew their budget in that nightclub scene. So pull up a front row seat to the Keanu-sans as this immortal 50-year-old still kicks just as much ass as he did in his 20s and finally loses the trademark chill he's been building up since Bill and Ted.
Or you can die screaming alongside him!
As we pray that Keanu pulls off what he's never done before. Follow up a great action movie with a sequel that doesn't suck.
You have many questions, and though the process has altered your consciousness, you remain irrevocably human. Concurrently, while your first question may be the most pertinent, you may or may not realize it is also the most irrelevant. Your life is the sum of a remainder of an unbalanced equation inherent to the programming of the...
Starring Ino Gun Fu, to friend or to foe, headshots. Russian Reek, Friday Night Lights Out. More headshots. Winston Churchill, Super Shredder in Ninja Turtles 2. And, wow, this movie is like 80% headshots. A Dog's Purpose. Man, John's so good at shooting, he doesn't even shoot vertical video. Hey, Screen Junkies, want to hear how Keanu Reeves really feels about John Wick?
I just want to kill this one kid. I'm not crazy.
Then check out our second edition of Honest Interviews, where we ask Keanu and the people behind John Wick 2 to answer our dumb questions. Click the box on the left to watch our interview, or click the box on the right to check out our Screen Junkies roast of Batman. Whoa. Always bet on black. He said, welcome to the freaking Guardians of the Galaxy, only he didn't say freaking. Brother, I require your oats. All hail Princess Trunks.